This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, moderation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of moderation in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that anything that is being used in the excessive way is harmful for the mankind. And if we exceed the limits in any case, that is harmful. Therefore, it is better to follow the way which is moderate. And we must follow the moderate way. The reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything through justice, and He wants us to observe this justice in our life. Therefore, when we observe the justice in our life, we become muttaqi, or we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to have an Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to have a moderate lifestyle, to not exceed the limits, which means that if we have wealth, we should not waste that. We should not become extravagant. We must not do israf in our life. And this moderate way will take us to the success. It will take us towards the perfection. And therefore, when we look at the Quranic teachings, even in the Quranic teachings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We have not created this, the heavens and the earth and whatever is in between them, except the truth. Now, this truth means that there is no excessive in it. There is no extravagance in it. It has been created with the moderation amongst the creatures. Therefore, we must observe this moderation in our life in order to have success in our life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of moderation in the Islamic lifestyle. When we say moderation, it means that we need to observe the moderate way in order to reach to the perfection or have the best Islamic lifestyle. The best Islamic lifestyle cannot be gained without the moderation or having the moderate way of living a life. Therefore, it is necessary upon all of us. When Allah has created everything through the justice, therefore, when we are saying that we need to observe this justice, it means that we need to follow the moderate way. We should not exceed in the limits. And these limits are been said in the Quran and in the Islamic teachings. These limits, which are known as halal and haram, we must observe them. When a person is observing everything which is halal and everything which is forbidden, he avoids that as a haram. He is following the moderate way. Basically, a person who performs a sin, a person who performs the haram things, it means he's exceeding the limits. He has left the moderate way. Similarly, when a person is performing a halal thing, when he is observing the halal or wajibat, the obligatory practices that he has to do or rituals that he is performing, it means that he is following the moderate way. But if he leaves the obligations, the obligatories that he has, then it means that he has left the moderate way. Therefore, the shortcut of following the moderate way in order to have an Islamic life is to perform the obligations, to go for the halal, and to avoid the haram, and to not to perform anything which is haram or forbidden in Islam. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.